Mountain View County, Alta Link officials have updated council on a proposed transmission line project involving land in Mountain View and Mijo counties. The update came from a delegation at the recent, regularly scheduled council meeting. Alta Link is Alberta's largest electricity transmission provider, serving about 85% of Alberta with 13,000 kilometers of transmission lines. Colin Harvey, Municipal and Community Relations Manager with Alta Link, and Stephanie Mitchell, Right-of-Way Planner with Alta Link, outlined the proposed Lone Butte Solar Connection Project to connect the proposed Acciona Energy Canada Global Inc.'s solar facility, located in Mijo County, to the electrical grid. To achieve the connection, Alta Link is proposing to construct up to 17 kilometers of new 240 kilovolt transmission line. The new transmission line will run between Acciona's proposed Lone Butte Substation solar facility, located in Mijo County, and AltaLink's existing 929L transmission line, located in Mountain View County, he said. The 450 megawatts AC, MWAC, 585 megawatts DC, MWDC, capacity solar farm is to be located 7 kilometers southwest of Torrington on approximately 2,000 acres of privately owned and cultivated land. The company has identified three proposed routes for the transmission line. The north option would be CH frame structures made of steel or wood, standing between 18 and 26 meters tall, with a right-of-way of approximately 35 meters required, with 17.5 per meters on either side of the quarter line. The south and center routes would be primarily located within the road allowance, with proposed structures on the route being monopole structures made of steel or wood, standing between 30 and 40 meters tall, and with a right-of-way approximately 15 meters on property as required. Now that the routes are proposed, the company will be consulting with affected landowners, First Nations, industry stakeholders, environmental organizations, and local and provincial governments, he said. We do look at the agriculture impacts of the project, said Harvey. If we are in a midfield position, how can we try and minimize those impacts? How many residents are close to the proposed routes? The environmental impacts, so water bodies, species at risk, all those kinds of surveys are also done. And then any existing infrastructure, so we take into consideration oil and gas, irrigation, anything else that might be out there. Gravel pits would also be in there. Airports and shelter belts will also be taken into consideration, he said. The project's proposed timeline would see stakeholder consultations up to November, the facility application with the Alberta Utilities Commission in November, construction starting in January 2027 and construction completed by July 2027, he said. Division 3 Cowan. Alan Miller said he has been contacted by landowners wondering about who to contact regarding the project. Landowners around the project should be receiving project information packages, including contact info, in the coming weeks, Harvey said. Harvey's contact email is colin.harvey@altalink.ca. Division 7 Cowan. Jennifer Lutz called on the company to hold an open house regarding the project. There's some value when people can hear other people's questions and get a little bit more fully engaged, Lutz said. Harvey replied, that's something I can take back to our consultation group and see what we can do to arrange something in the next little while. Council accepted the delegation appearance as information with no further action to be taken.